content creators work hard to make videos, or it could also be blog posts, podcasts, if you're making content. If you've ever posted content online, over time, most of that work fades into the background. So today's caller is wondering, can he make money from old YouTube videos, like videos that he posted at one point, but they're just not getting any views? So let's talk about, you know, is there a way to breathe new life into old content, generate fresh income or audience growth, whatever your objective is, if you're trying to get attention or sell a product, drive leads, whatever it is for your side hustle, can you monetize your past content for new platforms or audiences? In fact, you can. I'll tell you that right up front, but let's get into some details, give you some actionable tips, perhaps a next step for somebody out there to grow their reach, sell more products, services, etc. Let's break down some smart, actionable ways to do just that. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hey everyone, this is Tyler from Boise. I've been on YouTube for years, and while I've never been a huge creator, I have a decent backlog of old videos. Some still get views, but they don't make much money. I'm wondering if there's a smart way to repackage or republish old content, even if it's niche or outdated. Could I pull clips to use on TikTok, turn them into an ebook or course, or even remaster them for a new audience? I'd love to hear your thoughts on how creators can squeeze more value out of content they've already made.
Tyler, the short version is absolutely. Old content is a hidden asset many creators overlook. You get in this habit of like making stuff all the time. You're making stuff every day, every week, month, year, and you don't realize or you don't remember that you've got all this content that's built up in an archive or a library. And most new users, new readers, followers, subscribers, et cetera, will never see it. So people who are good at repositioning are smart. And that's essentially what we're talking about here is different ways to reposition or reproduce. So first thing is clip and repackage for new platforms. Tyler's already onto this. Short form video platforms like TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, etc. They love punchy clips. So go through those old videos, pull engaging moments, start posting. Those platforms reward consistent posting, and you've already got a content library. So start with that. What else could you do? Maybe package several related videos into a mini course or a paid playlist. Might the insights be adapted into an ebook, a guide, a workshop, another format? Again, repurposing, not reinventing, is going to save you a lot of work, a lot of time. It can be very profitable. And then also, don't just think about the old videos that don't get views. Think about the top performers, like of all the videos you've posted, which were the ones that resonated the most, got the most views. That's probably a sign of something you should do more with. So it's very common and probably a good idea to take your top video and make a follow-up to it. What's the content you left out of that top video? What's happened since you first made that top video? What are some other things people want to know? You can even use the same title format, just call it part two. That can re-engage old fans and show that you're active. It's helpful to algorithms. So basically, there's all kinds of things you can do in the evergreen repurposing world. I definitely encourage you to proceed with that. Content can be evergreen if you treat it like a living asset. Don't let it gather dust. Put it to work. Good luck. Listeners, let me know what you think, what you're working on, what's going well, what's not. SideHustleSchool.com. More than 3,000 episodes available in the archives there. And of course, a new episode every day. Thanks for joining me today. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.